Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Are the best players judged on MVP awards or team championships? This is Archansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. LeBron James won his fourth NBA Most Valuable Player award this season and is on his way to what should be his second consecutive world championship with the Heat. So is the king of them all, or just his era? Is James as good as Michael Jordan, who won four MVPs but six world championships with the Bulls? Or even Kobe Bryant, who cut down the nets on five Laker teams but captured only one MVP honor? The argument goes on, not only about James, but what most valuable player actually means. Is that the best player in the league or the most indispensable to his team? LeBron fell one short of a unanimous MVP vote because one sports writer acknowledged that he is the best, but voted for the Knicks scoring machine, Carmelo Anthony, as the player who made the most difference. Personally, as a longtime Dean Smith disciple, I'll go with team honors any day of the week. Now, I've poked fun at Jordan since his retirement, but on the court, he was above them all. Magic, Bird, Kareem, Russell, Chamberlain, and James for now, because Jordan was raised to believe the team came first, and if the team won, individual accolades would follow. That was Smith's belief. Trouble is, the MVP award also has other factors, such as the likability or popularity of players. Bryant was considered a wunderkind when he spurned Duke to go straight to the NBA from high school, and when he teamed with Shaquille O'Neal to help the Lakers win titles in 2000, 01, and 02. But a feud with the lovable Shaq led to O'Neal's trade, and Bryant was seen as the culprit. Despite winning two more NBA rings and becoming the youngest player in history to score 30,000 points as the Lakers' all-time leading scorer, Kobe lost support of the fans as he grew older. Of course, a rape charge in Colorado and a messy marriage and divorce did not help that very much, but he still has five NBA titles to James's one and probably two by early June. James is clearly the physical specimen of all time, a 6'8 man-child who, unlike, say, 11-time NBA champ Bill Russell, scores from inside and out and is just as selfless. LeBron can certainly settle the issue with three or four more crowns, but for now, MJ still wears that of the best player ever. This is Archansky. See ya.